Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight is the basketball schedule. Stoney will be at a high school game. The rest of us will be glued to our TV watching either college or pro. Tomorrow night, there's nothing. Now, I'm sure there's a fine college game going on, but the Pistons don't play tomorrow night. The Red Wings don't play. Football's over. Mm. Baseball doesn't start for a while. We got nothing. In my opinion, and maybe I'm alone on this, February is the worst sports month of the year. And I know we have the Super Bowl, but I still count that as a January event, even though it takes place in February. I don't care about the All-Star weekend.
Okay. You're correct. February is the worst month, but it's tied with another month. And if you can't use February, or if you can't use the Super Bowl for February, then you can't use this.
Football for August.
Yes, okay. August is horrible. There's nothing happening in August. They even moved the PGA Golf Championship out of August.
That's true. But there I like being outdoors in August. It doesn't really bother me.
Okay,
whereas in February, you know. I mean, the pennant races are at least getting interesting.
Yeah.
But I guess the playoff races are
getting interesting. I mean, unless you really love your preseason football.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, me neither.
Okay, fair enough.
And if you're a NASCAR fan, Daytona is in a week or two, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Which I know you are.
Well,
okay.
I'm just saying, so, throwing some other things out there.
Real quick, on the ticket text or by phone, give our listening audience, share with your friends, one show you're currently watching, either on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, whatever, that is worth that you say, okay, this you can use this to fill your nights, because Lord knows this is the month where you need it. And you pretty much need it into March as well, because the NCAA tournament, well, March Madness pretty much starts with the conference tournaments, which starts in early March, okay?
Yeah.
248-539-9797 or on the ticket text 97136. You got one, Heather? Go.
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm planning on watching it. That Ted Bundy movie. It's not a series, but...
No, it's like films of Ted Bundy talking on Netflix.
I hear it's really good.
I have heard it's very good, too.
And I really want to watch it. So.
Do you really? You're into that kind of thing? The true crime?
Yeah.
Interesting. I guess I might be kind of compelled to watch it, but I have not been drawn to it quite yet. Oh. But it's there. Okay.
I'll be watching that.
So Christy and I are watching a show right now on Hulu, which is about a year old, I think. In fact, I've just read that they're going to start airing it, I think, on AMC, called Killing Eve.
Oh, I don't know it.
It's got Sandra Oh, who used to be in Grey's Anatomy, who may or may not have hosted the Golden Globes with, what's his face? The guy from Brooklyn Nine, Andy Samberg.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a serial killer type show. It's only like 8 or 9, 10 episodes, something like that. We're about 4 or 5 eps in. It's on Hulu, available on demand. It's really good. It's creepy. It's suspenseful. It's funny. It's all the above. Killing Eve.
Ooh,
on Hulu.
I like that one.
Yes.
I just finished the first two seasons of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is great.
Oh, look at you.
Love that. And I'm going to start a new one that my friends told me I will absolutely love because it's kind of my era, although a little younger. It's on Netflix. There's a season 2 already. Friends from College. I heard it's great.
Okay.
And it's funny.
It's funny you say that because Christy and I watched season 1 of that.
Okay.
And I didn't really like it. I thought it was pretty far-fetched. Season 2, however, we are now watching.
That's what I heard. My friend said season 2 is much better.
And we actually like season 2. I actually now am somewhat invested in the characters. What I like about that show, which is, you know, very good for, you know, parents, et cetera, is that they're half hours. They're like...
Oh, good. I love the half hours.
It's like 27, 28
minutes.
It's like
the Kaminsky method.
Okay. I didn't see the Kaminsky
method. You'd like
that. Okay. So that, in that sense, it is very good because I like it in small bites.
And I'm looking at the cast. I didn't realize it was...
Oh, yeah. It's got a pretty good cast.
Keenan Michael Key, Fred Savage.
Kobe Smulders.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Billy Eichner.
Who's Billy Eichner?
He's been in things before.
And I know who's in the cast, but I don't know who that. I recognize the name, but I don't know which guy he plays. The other one I started watching on the recommendation of noted streaming television watcher Wojo is also on Netflix. It's called The Five, and it's about five people who are involved in a child who goes. I'll just give you the premise: child goes missing, when these people are like early teenagers, like 14, 15 years old. 20 years later, they're grown adults, and the kid's DNA shows up at a murder scene. Boom. Go.
Wow.
Really good. And really good twists and turns, really good acting. So I'm definitely into that one as well. That's one I'm watching on my own, not with the missus. So, yeah, we're watching Killing Eve or watching Friends from College. All right, some ticket text, 97136. Suits is on at 10. I thought Suits was done on USA, right? Isn't that the one that Meghan Markle was in?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Office reruns, that's from Ryan. Actually, my kids are addicted to Office reruns.
Oh, my daughter just went through the whole season.
Yeah, a whole series.
If you start, yes, exactly.
Here you go, Heather. If you start Game of Thrones tomorrow and watch one a day, you'll be caught up by April 14th when the new season starts.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that is an interesting throwdown from the ticket
text. One a day starting today.
Yeah. Greg, you're a Game of Thrones watcher, correct? Are you giving any thought, as I think my wife is doing, to rewatching late season ones last year to kind of refresh your memory at all?
Maybe doing late season. I wouldn't start from scratch and do the whole series, but
okay.
Perhaps last season I could do that.
I gotta say, my wife is way into it. Like, something came up the other day about there's a famous Game of Thrones episode called Red Wedding. And she actually went back and on YouTube watched the Red Wedding again. I was like, wow, I didn't know you were that dark, because it's a very dark scene with horrible sound effects, by the way.
Well, coming up in March is season 3 of Billions, so if you haven't got on board for that,
great show.
Start doing it.
Yeah, go watch that on streaming. Atypical on Netflix. Stoney, watch that show. Remember we had your boy Michael Rapaport on?
Yeah.
He's in it. Also a half-hour shows. It's a very good show. It's on Netflix. I recommend that. There's 2 seasons of it.
Friends from College.
Friends from College. Okay. Trevor in Shelby Township says, on the weeks that there isn't enough material for the Wide 9, just let Stoney go off on PETA for a while. Not a bad idea. How about Wide 9? All 9 are PETA-related complaints about news stories. And then Stoney can just have his retort.
Yeah. It'll be the same.
Shut up.
Yeah,
shut up.
Really.
That'll be his response.
Go eat some steak.
I highly recommend Peaky Blinders. Best show on TV. 4 seasons, 6 episodes each. 5th one about to release. Such a good guy gangster show. That's from John in Washington. I can vouch for Peaky Blinders. It's very good. It's one of the shows, though, and I do recommend, and maybe I sound like an old guy when I recommend this, watch it with subtitles. It makes the content much easier to digest.
Is it British, right?
Yes. Yes. The dialect is strong. Heavy. Heavy on the British. Ozarks, yes, people, or actually it's Ozark, very good.
I don't know if I could say the word we'll call it Schmidt's Creek.
Oh, no, I have not.
I heard that's really good.
Yeah, it's the other word, but it's not the other word, but it is the other word. Yeah, I'm with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.